This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Sheriff Larry Deaver from Cochise County, Arizona. He's one of the co-chairs of BorderSheriffs.com. He, along with Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou, are banding together to try and make sure that the Senate Bill 1070 that has been struck down in large part by the federal court system so far is in fact allowed to be enacted in order to help law enforcement keep track of those who are not in the country or the state legally. And Sheriff, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me on.
A couple different issues we want to get your thoughts on today. First of all, the major issue, and that's that that your governor, Jan Brewer, has now appealed to the Supreme Court following the decision from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal that upheld the lower court decision. What did you make of the Ninth Circuit ruling, and what do you expect from the Supremes?
We always thought that we were going to end up in the Supreme Court. We didn't expect much out of the Ninth Circuit, and we're still disappointed, but we got about what we thought was going to be, that they were going to uphold the district judge's findings. For the most part, they did that. We have our best chance at a favorable and positive ruling. And when I say that, I mean for the American people, a favorable ruling out of the Supreme Court. So when that's all settled, hopefully your interests, my interests, and the interests of our homeland security will be guaranteed, or at least upheld and supported, and we can move on from there. What we're trying to do in Arizona is do the job that we've asked the federal government to do, that they claim is their sole responsibility. And all we're saying was, well, if you would fulfill your responsibility completely, we wouldn't have to be doing this stuff.
Tell our listeners a little bit about what has been stricken from this law. I know most of the teeth from the law have been taken out from these by these court decisions. So what is exactly is in this legislation that you believe would be a significant help in helping you do your job?
I think the most important part is it eliminated sanctuary policies in the state of Arizona. In other words, we have some jurisdictions, mostly cities, who have basically taken a hands-off approach to all the illegal aliens living in their midst who are creating problems. Because they don't want to get entangled in immigration enforcement. And frankly, I don't either, but I'm entangled in it whether I want it or not, and the citizens I represent are suffering the consequences. So we're saying that if we eliminate sanctuary policies in the state of Arizona, that then the pressures on the border will be reduced. People won't have, there will be disincentive for them to try to continue to come and to remain here. That really was the most salient point of the whole bill. That it required actually cities to under circumstances and conditions of probable cause and reasonable suspicion determine the nationality and the residence status of people that they had taken into custody or had otherwise lawful law enforcement contact with.
I know you've answered this question a million times, but just to clarify, one of the big complaints from the Obama administration, as well as critics in your own state, is that essentially this is racial or ethnic profiling, and that you'll only be asking those who look like they might be from Mexico or somewhere in Latin America to provide evidence that they are here legally. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's simply not true. We don't do it now. There is nothing in the law that would encourage. In fact, it's the only law on the books in terms of criminal enforcement that proscribes, that absolutely prohibits racial profiling. You don't find it in burglary law, you don't find it in theft, you don't find it in homicide anywhere else. Nationality and race are generally some of the last things you discover in your contact with citizens under other lawful kinds of approaches, and it's never the first thing, and wouldn't be under this law either. There's no reason to believe that. If you have the time, I heard of a Savannah, Georgia, some years ago, the chief down there, brand new chief, the only black chief I think they've ever had, and at least the first, and not long after he became chief, they had a bank robbery. One of his police officers killed the bank robber. A reporter asked him what color the bank robber was, and he said he was a black man. And he said, well, what color, what about your police officer? Said he was a white man. And the reporter said, well, do you perceive any kind of the racial problems associated with that? And he said the chief looked at him for a minute and said, bring me some white bank robbers, we'll shoot them too. And that's what we're saying. We profile criminals, we don't care. It just so happens we're here on the Mexican border, And most of the people that we encounter involved in the smuggling business, both human and drug, are Hispanic. And we don't apologize for that. It's just what it happens to be, although we regularly arrest Caucasians as well.
We're talking with Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Larry Deaver. And Sheriff, President Obama raising the profile of the immigration debate again today. I believe he's in El Paso, Texas, talking about the need for what he calls comprehensive immigration reform. Two-part question here. First of all, I want to get your thoughts on that. Secondly, the administration has claimed for some time now that they have done more in terms of resources, in terms of deportations, in terms of securing the border than the previous administration. And I just want to get your thoughts on both of those questions.
I think it's partially true. There has been, in Janet Napolitano's words, an unprecedented increase in resources. But adding ingredients to a bad recipe doesn't make a better cake. It's how you apply those resources, your strategy and tactics, that have more to do with it than the sheer numbers. And the same thing is true of the numbers coming across our border. How many is not as critical as who they are, and we know that there are a lot of bad people in the mix. And you mentioned earlier, I was in D.C. this last week, and I asked a question of senior Department of Homeland Security officials. Of the 380-some-odd thousand criminal aliens that they deported last year, how many of those have returned? And they couldn't answer that question, but they said, we can probably find the answer. And I said, why don't you have that answer? That's important. That's critical. Because as long as they can return, be it a small percent or a large percent, deporting them hasn't had any value whatsoever.
Well, we'll certainly keep track of the court case as it heads to the Supreme Court, and obviously on the immigration debate as it enters potentially a new phase in Congress and as we get closer to the next election cycle. Sheriff Deaver, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for carrying the water on this, and your listeners, go to bordersheriffs.com. There's more to learn.
Bordersheriffs.com is the website. Sheriff Larry Deaver is sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona, and he is also co-chair of bordersheriffs.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.